3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is reacting to the ambush on police in Baton Rouge that left three officers dead. The speech's focus was on race relations.
We have difficult, painful, essential work ahead of us to repair the bonds between our police and our communities and between and among each other.
She made remarks during a campaign stop in Cincinnati. The highest-ranking Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray has been found not guilty on all charges. A judge issued his verdict in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice. He faced charges that included involuntary manslaughter after Gray died last year from injuries suffered while being transported in a police van. An American student is among dozens of people killed in a deadly terror attack in southern France. The University of California at Berkeley confirmed that Nick Leslie was killed when a truck plowed into a crowd celebrating Bastille Day in Nice. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A female driver of a pickup truck is involved in a standoff with police outside Tulsa Air National Guard Base. The incident started around 11:30 this morning local time, and police have blocked the driveway with their vehicles. KOTV says at one point the truck could be seen backing up toward the line of police cars at the end of the driveway. Officers had their weapons aimed at the truck and were using shields for protection. The woman could be seen waving a white flag. Turkey's president wants the U.S. to surrender a Muslim cleric living in Pennsylvania following Friday's failed coup, as he claims that Fethullah Gulen is responsible. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
After the Turkish president makes the request, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says,
"We invite the government of Turkey, as we always do, to present us with any legitimate evidence that withstands scrutiny, and the United States will accept that and look at it and make judgments about it appropriately."
Turkey's President Erdogan saying that Turkey has never denied any request from the U.S. to extradite terrorists, and now he wants Washington to return the favor. This cleric left Turkey in 1999 and lives in exile in a Pennsylvania Islamic retreat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People are being urged to take a second look before downloading what they think is Pokemon Go. At least three fake apps have turned up on the official Google Play marketplace, and one called Pokemon Go Ultimate is posing the biggest threat. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
And we're here at Hot and Hunted, and I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host, and I have on the phone with me Maritza Bachman. Maritza, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us. I know your time is limited, so I'm going to hold off on some of our normal run-of-the-mill, hot and hunted in kind of things, because I know you can only be with us from 4 to 4:30. And we want to talk today about something very important, and that is our upcoming run. So I do have to do a few commercials and then going to give you the lowdown on the weather as I sit here in my soaking wet shirt and really soaked to the bones because of the weather situation that's going on. So I want to get right to that. And then we'll be back with Maritza Bachman talking about Cops on the Run and why it's so important to support this event. So stay with us.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And here we are in the studio trying to give an update on the weather information. So we do have a hazardous weather condition, and that is a severe thunderstorm warning, and that is until 4:15 for the Hunterdon area. And all of a sudden, it did get very, very dark and, of course, started pouring as soon as I opened my car door to come into the studio, which is located here in Flemington at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. Now, being me, a little forgetful from time to time, once I got inside after getting soaked, I realized that I forgot my information for the show. So I had to go back outside, and it was sunny, and everything was fine. But this warning does remain in effect until 4:15 for Southern Hunterdon, and it is a severe thunderstorm, and the wind for that is 60-mile-an-hour gusts and some penny-sized hail. So please be cautious if you're out in that and you see conditions that are difficult, or as they say with the water, it's better to be safe than sorry. If you think you can't get through with your vehicle, certainly try to find a safe place to stop. And we just had some terrible news over the weekend with lightning hitting two people at Point Pleasant Beach. So we definitely want to emphasize your being cautious with these storms. So we have this severe thunderstorm today until about 4:15, and tonight we're looking at some additional thunderstorms, but that'll happen mainly before 2 a.m. So just be careful, because that weather forecast for this evening is calling for some large hail, damaging winds, and gusty winds. Not just damaging, but damaging and gusty. I have to think if they're damaging, they're going to be gusty, but I don't write the weather here, and perhaps that's a very good thing. But we do have a frequent lightning alert as well for this evening. But then we have mostly sunny skies tomorrow, which is July 19th. We're looking at a beautiful 86-degree day, which may be a beach day, but Wednesday is looking even better with a high of 84. Thursday, less humidity, and the temperature is just a little bit warmer with a high of 87. We're looking at 60s in the evening throughout the week, except for Thursday night, we have a low of 68. So I'm going to pay the bills here, do our last commercial, and then I'll be back with Maritza.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we're back here in the studio, and I have Maritza Bachman, who is kind enough today to agree to come to the studio via the phone. We're getting quite competent here with our technology. We did interrupt Chris's broadcast of the earlier show, but he goes with the flow as always. He was filling in for Larry, who was on vacation doing the hospital show. So, Maritza, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about Cops on the Run.
Of course.
Definitely appreciate that. And as our listeners know, if they've been anywhere near the television for the last 24 hours, there is a terrible, terrible tragedy that happened in Baton Rouge yesterday, and we are still getting information on that, and unfortunately that resulted in the loss of life for three officers, two more that are still in the hospital, and one in critical condition from an ambush attack. So we want to make sure that we do whatever we can to pray for all law enforcement across the country, and they so that they can recognize that we do support them. And the event that we're going to be talking about is an event that is in its sixth year, and it's there to support community policing efforts. So, Marissa, can you tell our listeners what we have going on and what you're doing and how people can support their law enforcement?
Of course. Well, it's the Cops on the Run is scheduled for Saturday, August 13th. And as you mentioned, it is our sixth year doing this. The run takes place at Meadow Breeze Park in Washington. And there's a few different ways that they can register for the run. They can certainly contact us at NorWestCap, and they can easily go on the website of www.active.com, and they can register themselves right on that. Very easy. Once you get on the site, you'll just type in Washington, New Jersey, Cops on the Run, Washington, New Jersey, and then you can take it from there. Online registration by August 3rd is $15. The day of the event, it will have a cost of $20. And as you mentioned, Georgine, this is a great way to show support, to be there for the run, but as well as financially raise, helping us raise money to support all the different community policing activities that we do run throughout the year in Warren County. We're also, if you're not a runner, you can certainly help us with donations of water, of anything that you can think of that we might be able to use. Anyone that's registering is also going to be able to get a T-shirt, which is pretty cool because it's always nice to wear a T-shirt after the fact. So everybody can see that you were supporting our police officers and a great way to stay healthy. And it's a beautiful park, Meadow Breeze Park in Washington. It's supposed to be, well, I'm going to just say that it should be a beautiful day.
Well,
even
better,
though it's a little far in advance, I'm sure it's going to be a gorgeous day.
Well, you're going to be our weather guru of the day. So we started this run. It's hard to believe that it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
This will be our six-year anniversary. And when I look back on what we've accomplished in the 6 years and the programs and services that we've been able to provide because of this fundraiser, and in partnership with the police department, certainly the run, we've been able to support a lot of activities with the Phillipsburg Police Department and the Washington Township Police Department. But I would just like to pause for a moment and read the names of the officers that died on Sunday morning in the shooting that was near Baton Rouge. So we have been identified, according to the news releases, Nicholas Tuller. He's 41. He's currently in critical condition, so if everyone can put a prayer out for him. He works for the Uniform Patrol Traffic Division, and he's been in his job with the Sheriff's Department for 18 years. We have Bruce Simmons. He's 51. He's also in the Uniform Patrol Traffic Division. He had some non-life-threatening injuries, and I'm sure he would also appreciate your prayers. And the officers that have been identified are Montrell Jackson, he's 32, and Matthew Gerard, he's 41. The East Baton Rouge Parish Sheriff's Deputy has been identified, the third one, as Brad Garofola, and he was only 45 years old. So I know that their families would appreciate prayers. And Marissa, I know that you have law enforcement in your family as well as I do, so I know supporting something like the Cops on the Run is very, very important. I don't know if you'd want to share the story last summer that you had with the officer at, I don't know, it was a restaurant that you went to.
Oh, yes.
If you'd be willing to share that.
Oh, of course.
Because that little bit of kindness, yeah. People say, I don't know how to support law enforcement. I don't know how to show my support. If you wouldn't mind sharing that story of how you casually and generously shared a way to connect with a police officer last summer. I thought it was a great story.
Yeah, it really was wonderful. As you mentioned, I do have family members that are in the police force in different states. But it was Christmas time. I was visiting my daughter. Actually, I was babysitting her dog. And I decided that I was going to go and grab some dinner. And I went to a nearby restaurant, and I saw a police officer in full uniform, and he was just ordering his dinner. And very nicely, he said, "Oh, go ahead, I'm still thinking." And I said, no, you go ahead. I'm not working, I'm just relaxing. And my intent was that I wanted to buy him his dinner. So as he went to order, and went to pay for his dinner, I said, "You know what, this is just a little thank you from me. I do have police officers in my family, and you don't hear too often how people can just say thank you to a total stranger for putting their life on the line every single day to keep us safe and keep order in our towns." And at first, he really didn't want to take it, but I was a little aggressive, as I can tend to be. And he finally gave in and said, "Okay." And he was really, really, you could see that he was very touched. He gave me a PBA card just to say thank you as well. And luckily, I had not needed to use that. But my daughter did.
Well, that's a story we don't want to go into here at Hot and Hunter Inn.
it was silly. But
and then later you found out that you actually had someone in common.
Yes. I was speaking to my oldest daughter about this. I said, this was really sweet, this and that. And as a matter of fact, she was with me, and she kept saying, he looks familiar to me. So she went on Facebook, because all these young adults do, and she realized that he was a dad of someone she went to high school with, which is in a completely different town that we ran into this officer. So it was really cool to know that we still had a different connection. And it was just nice to say thank you, especially last year. It was a rough time as well for the police officers, and just wanted to say thank you, show him a little support.
Thanks for sharing that story.
Oh, of course.
It was just such a natural way that you showed some gratitude, and I think it's great when those opportunities come up, that when we want to do something, but then we take action on it. It's like, it'd be nice to buy us dinner, but what are the logistics of that? But you actually found a way, and you are that agreeing with you is the path of least resistance. So he showed, once again, good training and common sense just to accept the dinner on you and to move on with things. But I'm going to do our commercial break now so we could pay the bills. And then, Maritza, when I come back, I want to talk about the details of the run, what the course is like, the free 1K for the kids.
Cool.
If you could stay with us for a few more minutes?
Of course.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Alrighty.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot 100, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. It's July 18th, 2016, and we're talking about an upcoming 5K Cops on the Run that is on August 13th at Meadow Breeze Park. We're going to talk about the details of that. We have on the phone with us Maritza Bachman. And we do always have a quote here at Hot 100. So today's quote is this: running is not, as it so often seems, only about what you did in your last race or about how many miles. Okay, I just lost my quote. Oh no, Maritza, save me. It just popped off my screen. That is incredible. Let me just go back and find it again. It was from Runner's World. So it was a great quote about community, and I want to get it out here. So I'm going to have to read faster, I guess. All right, so we'll start again. Running, I'm going to just make sure that I don't get lost here. And go with this. Running is not, as it often seems, only about what you did in your last race or about how many miles you ran last week. It is a much more important way about community, about appreciating all the miles run by other runners, too. And our race is about community. It's about running. Although we do have some very, very significant competitive runners that run in our 5K. And those, I have to say, last year, our team competition, they made me very nervous. They were definitely out the different teams that we had participating, they were out for number one, Maritza.
Oh, boy.
But we do, besides the 5K, which, as you said, is at Meadow Breeze Park, and I know you said our weather will be great because we've had great weather every year, but Meadow Breeze Park is mostly running off the road. There is, when you first start that race, and I want to say it is a USATF certified course. So part of it is in the roads. We obviously have a lot of police officers doing traffic. There's a little bit of a hill, which is Little Philadelphia Hill in Washington. If you're familiar, it is nothing like Jugtown Mountain, but it is a steep incline, and it comes up pretty quickly in the first half mile or so of the 5K. But then once you come off of that hill, you do a straightaway, and then you actually run downhill for a little bit on Cahart's Lane. Then you go back into the park, and the rest of the 5K is run in the park. The course is very well marked. There are race marshals that are at every possible intersection. The course, as I said, is a USATF course, so the map is online, and the chair of the race and the co-founder, Yvette Day, who's been with us since our very first idea to have a 5K to support law enforcement. She has run marathons and races, so I always like to think that our run is for the runner because we're runners, and we make sure when we do other runs that don't work out well. You know, I've gotten lost on a course once or twice, really just once. But so we try to make sure that those things don't happen at our race, and we're not always perfect. I have to say we've had a few glitches, but for the most part, especially since it's our sixth year, It's a very well-organized run. You're there, 7:30 is registration. Right at 9 o'clock, our 5K goes off. We're cleaned up and out of the park usually by about 20 after 10. Roadrunner, you know, certainly sometimes posts our results, and we try to put postings there. But in addition to that, Pretzel City is our race management company, and they also put out alerts so you can get information. And in fact, I know, Marta, you were kind enough to make sure brochures got sent to them.
Yeah.
So when they're at their different races, they can post them. But I was hoping you could tell us about the free 1K.
Well, the 1K is a youth run, and it's really wonderful. It's for any child under the age of 12. And it just really makes a nice day, a family day, or a couple of hours of time to spend with your young children and really show them, you're going to be showing them quite a few things, showing them supporting your community, supporting the law enforcement, and just having family time, doing something that wonderful, at the same time supporting all that. And you can't imagine how many young kids come in and really have a good time with it. And then we also have the 3K fun walk as well for some of the slower participants like myself.
Well, we do have a 3K, and if you want to walk the whole 5K race, you're certainly more than welcome to do that. But it was your suggestion last year that we added the 3K, because if you are a little bit slower pace of a walker, you didn't want to take perhaps all the time necessary to run a whole 5K course, to walk a whole 5K course. So we did implement the 3K run last year, and that did seem to go quite well. A lot of people prefer to do that. They just wanted to come out and support it, didn't necessarily want to take an hour or more to walk a whole course.
Right, and this way, like you said, the runners that are really focus on their time aren't going to be having to go around the people that are maybe enjoying the scenery a little bit more than worrying about their time.
Absolutely. And it is, as you mentioned earlier, an absolutely beautiful course at Meadow Breeze Park that is in Washington. We'll just give the information to register online again.
Sure. So you can go on www.active.com. You can type in Cops on the Run, Washington, New Jersey, and then you're going to be able to click on the 6th annual Cops on the Run 5K run, and then you can take it from there, nice and easy to register.
You know, what I love about that is you probably made sure that those were all the prompts everyone needed to make it nice and easy.
I could go over it one more time slowly. No, I'm only kidding.
That's very good. So www.active.com, type in Cops on the Run, click on the 6th annual, and off you go.
You got it.
All right. So we're going to just wrap up with you here. So if there are questions, they can email 411@norwescap.org. That's norwescap.org. And we have to do another commercial. So I know, Maritza, that we're doing actually a news break. And I know that we have you until 4:30. So we like to be timely with our guests. But we appreciate you coming on the show via the telephone.
Sure.
To talk about this event. It is so important. If you don't run, if you just want to watch, if you just want to cheer on the runners, it's appreciated. It is certainly having a crowd to show law enforcement that we're there to support them and their community policing activities, which is what this particular fundraiser supports in Warren County. We would love to have you there on August 13th at 7:30 for the registration table. We usually have some coffee. You can have a cup of coffee, talk to some of the officers. If you want to volunteer, shoot us an email or a phone call. We'd love to have you. And in the second half hour, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what some of these activities, the funds raised from this run, actually support, and other ways that you could support your local law enforcement. So, Maritza, we thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I hope I see everybody out there.
Great. And I hope after the run, you'll come back on and tell everyone what a good job they did.
You can count on it. Have a good day.
Thanks so much for being with us here at Hot and Hotter.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
All those in favor of electing Leader McConnell as temporary chairman signify by saying aye.
RNC Chairman Reince Priebus, the Republican National Convention is now officially underway in Cleveland. Today's theme is Make America Safe Again. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry will speak, along with Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty and Donald Trump's wife, Melania. And the nominee will speak on Thursday at the end of the event. Yesterday, he was on Fox and Friends defending his VP choice.
Mike Pence and I are very different, and that's part of the reason it works.
There were media reports he had second thoughts about selecting Indiana Governor Mike Pence. Police in Louisiana say an ex-Marine who shot and killed three Baton Rouge police officers posted videos earlier this month talking about what he called the need to fight back. Gavin Long killed two Baton Rouge police officers and a sheriff's deputy yesterday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Hillary Clinton is calling for tougher gun laws following the ambush of law enforcement officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge.
Our police and first responders should never have to face a madman, a racist, a person filled with hatred, with an assault weapon.
She was addressing the NAACP National Convention in Cincinnati. She also criticized Ohio's refusal to suspend the state's open carry law during the GOP convention. The highest-ranking Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray has been found not guilty on all charges. A judge issued the verdict in the trial of Lieutenant Brian Rice this morning. He faced charges that included involuntary manslaughter after Gray died last year from injuries suffered while being transported in a police van. Stocks are up in midday trading. In the last hour, the Dow had gained 17, the Nasdaq was up 29, and the S&P was up 5. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A ceremony was held at the Nassau Police Memorial today to remember the 8 police officers killed in attacks in Baton Rouge and Dallas. Terry Sheridan reports.
Nassau PBA President James Carver organized the wreath-laying ceremony, and while he may have had strong words for politicians, he had nothing but praise for the community.
There's great people in all communities throughout America, and I think what needs to be, we all just need to be together and work together and know that we're not the enemy. And they're not the enemy either.
Chief of Department Stephen Skronecki says the shootings have shaken his department and now must wonder if they are targeted. During the ceremony, several heavily armed emergency service officers in body armor were positioned on the roof of police headquarters to protect the officers participating. Terry Sheridan, NBC News Radio, New York.
Yahoo could receive final offers today to sell off many major components it owns, like content sites and advertising. They're hoping to get at least $5 billion for the sale, and AT&T as well as Verizon are considered serious contenders. If a deal is reached, it is expected to be announced in the next few weeks. Another American is confirmed among the dead in the Nice, France attack. The University of California at Berkeley confirmed Nick Leslie was killed when a truck plowed into a large crowd celebrating Bastille Day last Thursday. In total, 84 people died. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
We're back here in the studio. So now I'm alone and it gets a little lonely. So if anyone wants to call in the second half hour of the show, we're going to be doing a recap of course, the run Maritza just talked about and the activities that we're able to support because of that fundraiser. But I want to invite anyone to call into the studio, 908-237-0410. Tell us what's on your mind. It's just been, the last 2 weeks have been crazy in the news. So many people, we just heard on the news the reports of people that were killed in Nice. And then we have, of course, the police shootings that we talked about earlier in Baton Rouge and 11 days ago in Texas. So much has been going on in the world. If you want to share your thoughts with us, certainly would love to have them in the studio as I make my way through the next 25 minutes on my own here. We're going to do a Stevie Nicks song. And it should be, has anyone ever written anything for you? If my technology continues. I got through Maritza's phone call okay, so that was pretty good. So I'm being hopeful we'll be able to get this song on.
Has anyone ever written anything for you? Have you ever heard me sing? Listen to me now. You know I'll never be alone. Be without you, don't you know? Has anyone ever given anything to me? Did you ever give it back? Well, I have given it back to you. If it's all
we are feeling a little melancholy in the studio here today. And I want to again thank Maritza Bachman for coming on and talking about Cops on the Run. I felt like it was important to be able to show and provide an opportunity where you could come out and support local law enforcement. Certainly, the funds raised helped to support law enforcement in Warren County, specifically the Phillipsburg Police and the Washington Township Police. And one of those events that it supports, our Cops on the Run, is National Night Out. And National Night Out is an event that goes on across the country. And I think now more than ever, it's important to the departments to not only provide an opportunity for people where they feel that they can show some support, but also to be able to have an opportunity to interact and to connect with law enforcement in your local community. And in counties like Hunterdon, where the law enforcement may not be a municipal law enforcement, but may be state police, the county prosecutor's office has in past years hosted something with other municipal law enforcement and the state police to provide an opportunity for the community to come out and show their support and get to know their neighbors. So it's a pretty great national movement. As Marta mentions, when she described how she was able to show a little gratitude to a police officer last winter, I guess it was around the holiday time, the community building with the law enforcement and the community has been going on where law enforcement perhaps hasn't felt the support of the community. So National Night Out is a way to help promote police and community partnerships. And it's done differently across the country. Some departments, as I just mentioned, the county, they host one. There may be other municipalities in Hunterdon County that have their own locally, but there is one just for the county, and anyone can participate in that. And some other areas, I'm a little bit familiar with Easton, and in the past, they've had block parties. So instead of the Easton Police hosting one National Night Out, there'll be officers dispersed throughout neighborhoods across the entire city with organizers that help the police department to be able to show their support. So it's a really great opportunity for neighbors to even meet not only police officers, but other neighbors. They may not have an opportunity, or they'll see someone that looks familiar and say, oh, you know, they may work in my neighborhood, or I've seen them. I think they live down the road, whatever. It gives you an opportunity face-to-face to introduce yourselves. And I think it's really critical for communities to have the safety both for residents to feel that they know their police department and for law enforcement to know the citizens that they're serving and to know people by name or, you know, just opportunities that can help to enhance communication. And we know that it's a great way to prevent crime is when law enforcement officers are known in their communities. You know, certainly community policing is not a new concept, and it's certainly something that's been embraced in Warren County, and certainly in the departments that I work with, it has always been a forefront of the department's philosophy for the officers to be able to, when it's possible, to be out walking, to be out meeting residents, to be at events, to sponsor and support activities. And we know that does help with crime prevention. And we do see law enforcement as enforcers, but actually they're prevention specialists. They are out there keeping the peace and preventing crimes before they even happen. So anything we could do to build that relationship and make that relationship stronger is certainly something that we support. And the 5K is an awful lot of fun if you're a runner. It's a great course. It's flat, mostly flat. I don't want to trip anyone up with the run, pun intended there. Make sure no one's tripped up on our run, but it does have just one little hill. And then you're able to go for most of the course at Meadow Breeze Park in Washington, which really is beautiful. So I hope you will consider that and check out active.com by putting in the prompts, as Maritza mentioned, Cops on the Run, and then the sixth annual. and then I'll get you to the registration form. We do have to take a commercial break. Oh, and I should tell you when National Night Out is. I'm not being a very good host today. So National Night Out across the country is Tuesday, August 2nd. I can tell you the two departments that I'm familiar with, Phillipsburg, that will be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Chappelle Park. And the Washington Township Police Department hosts that event also on Tuesday, August 2nd from 6 to 9 p.m. And that is at the beautiful Meadow Breeze Park. So if you want to go out to their National Night Out and then do a run around the course, certainly we'll make sure we post the USATF course field before National Night Out. So maybe you'll want to go and do a run before that event starts. But I do encourage you to attend and to get to know your police department. We'll be back after the commercials.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back in the studio, and so far no one's called us, so I'm going to give that number again in case you want to call the studio. That number, once again, is 908-237-0410. So I am here. And if anyone wants to call in, we do have another organizer to the race, and she may make sure that we didn't forget anything. So we'll see if she wants to call in. Otherwise, I want to again mention National Night Out and give the information. So in Warren County and across the country, it is Tuesday, August 2nd. In Phillipsburg, that will be at Chappelle Park from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And in Washington, on Tuesday, August 2nd, their event will be 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at Meadow Breeze Park in Washington. So I'll put some links on our Facebook page to promote those ideas. And I wanted to talk about one other thing that was in the Star Ledger this morning, and you could find it on NewJersey.com, and the headline is New Jersey Shed Small Businesses by the Thousands Over the Past Decade. So I just wanted to bring this to your attention because it is a local issue here. What is going on is, despite gaining more than 7,000 private sector jobs, this article reports in June, it says that one sector has yet to return to the pre-recession levels in New Jersey, and that's the number of small businesses. We've talked on this program about the importance of small businesses. We've had small business owners on, and we'll have them again because it's such an important part of our community. We've talked about how they employ our residents, our neighbors, how many people stay with the small business for the duration of their career, how the small business is often the one that gives to the community, that gives to nonprofits, that donates to the police department. And yet the state lost more than 9,500 of its roughly 180,000 small businesses in the last 10 years. Well, actually from 2004 to 2014. Of course, some of this is recovering from the downturn of the economy, but every county besides Ocean lost small businesses over this past decade. But specifically locally, Warren, Sussex, and Salem counties, so of course Warren and Sussex are sandwiching Hunterdon County there, but they topped the losses, each shedding more than 13% of their small businesses defined in businesses with less than 10 employees. And this is according to the census. Again, this article is on NewJersey.com. I saw it in today's Star Ledger because I'm a dinosaur and I still get the paper delivered. Yes, I do. And I did see it this morning and I wanted to mention it because I think that small businesses are so important to our communities. And, you know, certainly the economy has been an issue for some people, but we have to look at our state and wonder if we are doing everything possible to promote small businesses. And there is a quote from the Small Business Development Centers, the New Jersey Small Business Development Centers, and their job is to train and advise small businesses according to their website. But they wanted to point out that there's a lot of constraints in other states that haven't been removed. So specifically in New Jersey, they're talking about the banking industry. And again, in New Jersey, they're talking about policies that they believe have discouraged growth. And the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council ranks New Jersey 49th in the country for its small business climate, mainly due to taxes and the high cost of being in the state. So we know that for economic growth, these small businesses are important to us, and we are taking information from, again, the Star Ledger article and NewJersey.com. You could go on the New Jersey Small Business Development Center website, and you can certainly get a little bit of information and read a little bit more about that. Their website is www.njsbdc.com. So they have information about some of the challenges that small businesses face in New Jersey. So if you're in that category, I hope you'll look at that as a resource and see if there are things that you can do as a small business owner to alleviate some of the downtime in getting a business through in New Jersey. We're going to switch over to Melissa Etheridge for a little bit.
Well, it was definitely gone when I woke up today. I walked up to the mirror and I see it's only me. I got out of the kitchen. I couldn't stand the heat. Back in my skin and out on the street. Looking for a little salvation. It's only me. Just pretend. Maybe you can love again. Oh man, I know better. It's only me. Wherever you are tonight, the satisfaction you invite, nobody knows better. It's only me. heard a sound, I turned around. It's me. I found a little angel who had fallen from the sky, and I took that little angel and I taught her how to fly. The night is done, the morning comes. It's me. But maybe you can love again. But then I know better. It's only me. And wherever you are tonight, the satisfaction you invite, nobody knows better. It's only me. Want, and all you'll ever need, and all you'll ever taste, and all you'll ever bleed, look deep inside you. It's only me.
Only Me by Melissa Etheridge. So as you know, I'm very determined in my melancholy today. So I do want to, before we go off the air, I wanted to give a shout out and a thank you to Patty Merlot, who was our guest last week, and you can catch that on the podcast from July 11th. And she joined us to talk about the Best Scholarship Group. And they had two fundraisers that were going on last weekend, and I certainly hope that they went well. They were having a celebrity reception and a golf outing on Monday. Actually, it was Sunday and Monday. So I certainly hope that their group was able to get through the golf without the thunderstorm that was taking place at the Silver Creek Country Club in Hellertown. So give them a shout out today. Hope that they had a great golf outing. And their reception was Sunday, where you were able to see some of the baseball players. So they're supporting students. They have 51 graduates that have obtained a bachelor's degree. They help the student pay for 4 years of their college and then go on and mentor other people. So certainly is a wonderful organization. I appreciated Patty being on with us last week. If you missed it, I do encourage you to check out the podcast that you can find on the Hunterdon County Internet Chamber Radio website, or you could go on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page, and I hope you do give us a like and a share. Certainly would appreciate that. So just in wrapping up today, remember that it is appreciated when you can find a way to support our local law enforcement, if they're state, if they're county, whatever it is. I'm sure any expression of thanks or gratitude would be appreciated. If you happen to have young children or artists or older children and they can write a card or draw a picture, I'm sure they would be appreciative of receiving those things. Once again, if you're a runner, come on out to the Cops on the Run Saturday, August 13th at Meadow Breeze Park. We would love to have you. And thank you again to Maritza Bachman for giving us the details of that event. Ruth Ann is going to be on a podcast, but do listen in and you'll be able to hear one of her celebration hours. And I know she'll be back next week. Thanks for joining us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And just before we switch over to the news, just a reminder to everyone, watch those thunderstorm warnings, please.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
All those in favor of electing Leader McConnell as temporary chairman signify by saying aye.
RNC Chairman Reince Priebus, the Republican National Convention is now officially underway in Cleveland. Today's theme is Make America Safe Again. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry will speak, along with Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty and Donald Trump's wife, Melania. And the nominee will speak on Thursday at the end of the event. Yesterday, he was